This episode of Congratulations is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Roasted chicken and fall vegetables with cranberry and ginger compote, seared steak, garlic butter with oven fries and romaine salad. Those are just some of the offerings for November. I'll talk more about it later. Try out Blue Apron's all-time customer favorites and get $30 off your first order with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/congrats. This episode is also brought to you by the Cash App. It seems the babies are switching to the Cash App, and it's the number one finance app in the App Store. And I use it, and I switched over, and it's super easy. They've introduced the Cash Card. Bam. It's a new black debit card that you can design yourself via the app, allowing you to use the cash that you keep in the app anywhere you want. Plus, it's the best way to pay people back. So you got to switch. Download the free Cash App for iOS or Android now. Hey, what's up, babies? What the fuck is up? It's episode 41, and this is the beginning of it. It's time's gonna pass, we're gonna get to the middle of the episode, and after that, the episode's gonna be over, before you know it. Now, I know chronologically that makes so much sense, but my point is, some of you guys wait for this every week, and it's now. So enjoy it. Don't take it for granted, and laugh. Laugh loud if you want, or if not, get angry, or if not, just feel good. Or decide that this is the last time that you're ever going to listen to it because you hate me. But either way, this is the moment. This episode, honestly, is actually really brought to you by... Do you know what it's actually really brought to you by? My fucking app. I got a new app. You just go to the app store and you type in Chris D'Elia, and that's the shit, dude. That's the shit right there. This is to streamline us as a cult and to make sure we have a place to discuss ideas, and you can post stuff about the podcast, you can post stuff about my stand-up, you can post stuff whatever you want, but it's my app. You type it in the app store, Chris D'Elia, it comes up and you download it. And that's to, and you know what that is? That's to help me back up the fucking Brinks truck, dude. These Instagrams, these fucking Twitters, they're all making money off of us. I'm making money now off of me, bro. I see Diddy. I see Kevin Hart. I see all these fucking guys do it. It's time for fucking Daddy to get this cult going and really make some fucking Skrilla. Do you understand? And you're going to help with that. Anyway... It's fucking episode 41. So download the app and let's have some fun, my babies. I just recorded a video saying we're about to record for episode 41. I'm going to give you exclusiveness. I'm going to give you behind the scenes, BTS, as a fucking hooker on Instagram with hashtag. It's all good, but, you know, if you were a hooker on Instagram... You'd hashtag BTS, because that's what a lot of, now, of course, real models do it. Now, of course, real models do it. Now, I don't want to feel the fierce backlash of the Instagram community, even though it won't, because it don't matter that much. But, you know, hookers also post BTS when nobody's shooting anything of them, and they're just taking a fucking selfie or a shot in the mirror with their fucking body looking like the Men in Black fucking guys that destroy the kitchen. You know those little animals? Sometimes those fucking models look like the little animal because they're doing like some curvy fucking thing with their body. They look like those little aliens that are destroy the kitchen in Men in Black. They do. Hey, you look like that and you're taking a picture of a fucking of yourself in the mirror. You hooker. You take cash for fucking. You take cash for fucking. You take racks and stacks for getting the dick. I'm feeling good, man. And I'm wearing a fucking pink shirt, and you can see it if you're looking at the video podcast. And I'm wearing pink shoes, dude, and I don't give a fuck. And I almost didn't because I don't like to do matchy-matchy. My mom got it in my head when I was younger, dude. She's like, I don't like when you match your shoes with your shirt. And it fucked me up, man. And it fucked me up. She also used to say, eat or you're going to get sick. She used to say that every fucking goddamn night of my life. She'd say, eat or you're going to get sick. And it took me about 34 years to realize, oh, wait a minute. If I skip a meal, it doesn't mean I'm going to get the fucking bird flu. It doesn't mean I'm going to get a common cold. It really took some, man, it really, this shit really damages you, you know? I mean, that's not even a bad thing. Like, I had a great life coming up, but my mom would be like, eat or you're going to get sick, with a fucking plate of chicken staring at me in New Jersey. Eat or you're going to get sick. And my little kid, you say that enough, you say that three times to a kid, he's fucked up. She would say it every night, and I'd eat it, or because I didn't want to get sick. You know? Hey, mom, stop fucking up your sons. You can't. No matter what, we fuck up. That's the thing. That's why there's fucking SoundCloud rappers now. It just gets worse and worse and worse, and before you know it, you got fucking guys with sixes tattooed on his goddamn eyeball. That's what happens, man. Just came from my fucking coffee shop, and there's a guy there. I never fucking talked about this, did I? There's a guy there. Brian Callen's calling me right now. Look at that fucking... Brian Callen's calling me. Actually, no, I shouldn't, because who knows what the fuck he's going to say. I almost put it on speaker and he'd be like, what's up, you fucking cunt? You know? I picked up and hung up on him. Fuck him, you know? But anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So there's this guy who teaches English at this coffee shop I go to. He teaches English to fucking people who want to learn English. And it's cool. And he's there all day. And it's almost like he should rent out space. Super nice guy. But he says hi to everybody that comes into the coffee shop because he knows everybody. And he knows me. And I know him, of course. And I saw him today. And it was like fucking 11 a.m. And, he knows people that come in. And when he comes in, he's one of those guys that just talks so loud to people. There's like 23 people in the coffee shop. And he'll just be like, hey, how's your day going? And this girl's like, oh, you know, pretty good. You eating a banana? She's like, yep. And he's like, she's like, I'm trying to talk with my mouth full, but. Oh, yeah. And everyone hears. What's up with these loud talkers, dude? Talk quieter. Everyone can hear. Everyone can fucking hear. We can all hear. We got ears. So I'm like, I got to leave. And I'm trying to not make eye contact with him because I don't really have much time. And I don't want to fucking. So I walk over to the trash can to throw something away. And he says, hey, man. I say, oh, what's going on? And I talk quieter. When someone talks loud to me, I do it quieter. So, because I want them to know how goddamn loud they're talking. It's like the scene from fucking Heat when Al Pacino's like, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, we're going to take guns, oh, boy. And Robert De Niro's just like, you know what I mean? And Al Pacino's like fucking, I'm killing it, oh, boy, I'm killing it, I'm killing it. And then Robert De Niro's like, no, but really, I'm killing it. You really realize what a fucking asshole Al Pacino's being when fucking Robert De Niro comes in and does the... Right? So I'm fucking doing the Robert De Niro to his Al Pacino, and he's just like... So, he says, how's the country? Because, you know, he knows I tour and shit, and in my head, I almost say, if it was a normal guy that talked not loud, I'd be like, oh, actually, I was out of the country for about 3 weeks. I was in Australia, but I don't want to. So I just say, oh, it's good. Oh, shit, man, it's good. And he says, oh, great. And then I leave, and it's embarrassing. Because, like, now everybody knows in there that I'm all around the country. And they know my business. And I don't really care if people know my business at the coffee shop. I don't give a fuck. But it's just like, what are we doing, a play? You know what I mean? What are we doing, a fucking play? And everyone's an audience member? Hey, man, oh, those shoes look comfortable. He'll be like that. Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, what are they? And now I got to fucking tell everybody, oh, they're Ultra Boosts, you know, yada, yada. And now everybody knows I fucking, you know what I mean, ordered Ultra Boosts online or some shit. That's just embarrassing. I get like, here's the thing. I never get like embarrassed really, because I always said like when you bomb in front of like 400 people, which I've done before, like that's the worst part of embarrassment. That's like, there's nothing more embarrassing than that. Like literally you can walk into a classroom in high school with your dick out by mistake. And you, even if you have a little fucking penis that has a little bit of discoloration on it, it's less embarrassing than fucking bombing in front of 400 people. So I've done that. That's the scariest thing. What now? I'm going to talk to a girl and fail? Who gives a flying shit fuck? I've bombed in front of 400 people at the Irvine Improv. After Siddiqui Fuller went on and murdered. So I fucking went on and I didn't go on. So I don't get embarrassed. I don't get embarrassed and I don't get nervous really, because it's hard for comedians to get nervous. Check Siddiqui Fuller out, by the way. He's funny. He's a fucking great guy. There's a few times I do get a little weird when I have to have a loud conversation with somebody and there's other people around. But here's another thing that I actually wrote this down, 'cause I don't know about this. Look. So I feel like I just got over this, by the way. I used to feel like, sometimes I feel fucking embarrassed and like a bitch at restaurants. And I wonder if you guys feel this way too, or if this is just a me thing. When I have to order food, I feel bitchy, like a bitch. Not like a mean bitch, like a bitch, like insecure bitch. Whenever I say bitch, I mean insecure. I don't mean like, you know. I feel like a bitch whenever I have to order food from a restaurant because, and this is so weird, because especially if it's like a fucking rootin' tootin' Cobb salad, because they made it. First of all, I won't say that. If I'm at the fucking Denny's and it says Moons Over My Hammy and that's what I want, I grab the menu and I look at the waiter and I say, that's what I want. And if there's no picture, I say this, and they have to read it, because I'm not fucking going to your establishment and saying Moons Over My Hammy, okay? I'll say it here to let you know that we don't stand for that in the congratulations cult. But dude, you're gonna make me, just because I'm hungry, sit down at your restaurant and say some cute bullshit like Moons Over My Hammy? Uh-uh. Dude, I ain't saying it. Now, I hate to say it like this, but dude, I ain't saying it. Dude, I ain't saying it. I'm no fucking Cuda, dude. You're not getting me all lost up in the sauce, dude. No fucking way. Okay? So, by the way, not ordering Moons Over Miami, because don't want cancer. Okay? The reason is why? Because I don't want a heart attack. Oh, and they come in it for sure. No doubt. At Denny's, they fucking jerk off in the food. You're telling me that nobody's ever jerked off and fucking come in the food at Denny's? Bullshit. Short order chefs do it all the time. And you know they do. Hey, by the way, don't ever send some shit back on a short order chef. There's no fucking way. They spit and come in it. No doubt. There's no fucking doubt. If you're at a nice, classy restaurant, cool. But if you're at some fucking thing like the Greenwich fucking diner or something in New York, they'll come in your fucking, on your plate. No doubt. I never send food back when it looks like a janky ass place. But, I feel like a bitch when I have to say, especially I just got over this at sushi. When I sit at the bar and I'm alone and I'm like, yeah, can I get two salmon sushi? I feel like a bitch even saying it now. I don't know why. Yeah, can I get two, I would like to get two orders of the salmon sushi. And I hate, here's the thing too, man. When you go get sushi, every time you order two orders of the salmon fucking sushi or whatever, they always say, so that's a two piece or a two order. Two orders. That's a four? Yeah, I know two comes in the fucking one. Two pieces or two order? Two order. Okay, so, and it's because of all these fucking people that fuck it up. Yeah, let me get a two, and then four come, and then they're like, oh, I ordered two. And you're like, yeah, but two come in two. Look at the fucking menu. They have pictures of the goddamn thing. Oh, I just wanted two. That's $18. How expensive is sushi, you know? What the fuck? Fish is expensive, man. But I do. I feel like a bitch whenever I have to order some shit. I don't really feel like a bitch whenever I have to order something on, like a cafe. But, I do when I have to fucking go at like a little bit of nicer restaurant. I don't know what the fuck that is, dude. It's weird. But anyway, this guy was talking louder and shit. But goddamn, he was just talking loud. What is up with that? People that just fucking talk loud. Sometimes I straight up tell him, I say, hey man, you're talking too loud, bro. I'm right here. It's all good. I try to do it in a disarming way, you know? I was at this fucking other coffee shop the other day, and I went to go back out of the space. It was after they were closed, and I went to go back out of the space, and I almost hit the fucking chain that they blocked the parking lot off with, which is like, why, you know? Why? What? Someone's going to park there after hours? Who gives a fuck? Who cares? You're going to put a chain across your parking lot? For what? Oh, cool. Now an Acura can't park there. Uh-oh. Hey, guys, what if a fucking Acura parked there for 3 hours? I'm fucking annoyed with myself right now talking about that. I don't, if I was listening to me right now, the podcast, I'd turn it off at this point. But, and I almost hit it, and I decided in my head, in my fantasy, you ever do this shit? In my fantasy, I hit it, got mad because I was still there at the coffee shop. So in my head, they shouldn't have put the chain over there yet because I was still in the establishment. And then, because the other exit didn't have the chain on it, and they wanted everyone to leave that chain on, that way. But in my head, I hit it, and my fantasy, and I parked this car right where it was, where I hit it, and walked back in, and I yelled at them, and I said, I'm still in the fucking parking lot. Why the fuck would you put the chain on? Obviously, I might back up and hit it. What is up with you motherfuckers? And then I like felt good that in my fantasy, I stood up for myself, even though none of it happened. You know, I did a whole Larry David episode in my head. And even though it didn't happen, I felt vindicated. I drove home like, yeah, that'll fucking teach them. Didn't happen. You guys do that shit too. I know you do. How fucking crazy is that? The shit you think of? You ever think of fucking crazy shit like that? And then you're like, oh God, this is fucked up. Like, I'll straight up think, sometimes I'm hanging out with somebody and I'll think, what happens if I just stab them up their fucking neck? What would happen? It would be all fucking goofy and real, you know? Just like, blah, 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 blah. They'd make that noise, you know? And then they'd fall down dead. And I'd be a fucking criminal. I'd be a fucking criminal. And then I'd have to run or turn myself in. If I just fucking found a sharp fence and then went, go, 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 and just fucking talk about gargle, dude. And then just bleeding all over their fucking Massimo shirt. Or sometimes I fucking... I mean, here's the thing. I think about that shit. I do. I don't care. And I think a lot of you guys do too. One time I was hanging out at fucking some Mexican restaurant with my friend Morgan Doizaki. Dude, I was always the friends with the fucking weirdest kids, man. When I was in high school, my mom would be like, how come you can't hang out with people who have parents I can hang out with? Morgan Doizaki was this Japanese, the only fucking Japanese kid. By the way, the only Asian kid in my fucking high school that got D's. All Asians got A pluses. They got new letters, whatever is above the A. Zap. They got the letter Zap. That's before A. That's how good they were. And I was friends with the only fucking Asian guy that got D's. Morgan Doizaki. And his mom would be like, every time I call, she'd say, Mush, Mush, here? And I'd say, hey, is Morgan there? Oh, Morgan are not home. Morgan are here. Morgan are not here. Okay, cool. See ya. Dude, and one time we ran over fucking Morgan's house and we watched Faces of Death on VHS. Dude, remember that fucking Faces of Death? Remember that fucking thing where they would be like, in some other countries, people eat live monkeys, and they would put a fucking monkey in a fucking device, and like the people who were at the place to eat would just bash the monkey's head in until it died, and then eat the monkey brains. And then some guy just, it would just show people dying. Where could you get? You had to get it like a fucking, you couldn't get it at a Blockbuster, obviously, but it's called Faces of Death, and it would have videos of real, but this is before the internet. And they'd have like, you'd have to get it at some place called like fucking Odyssey Video, you know? Or like Extreme something. And you'd be like, do you have Faces of Death? And they would always fucking say, no, but we have Traces of Death. There was a ripoff Traces of Death. There was Faces of Death, which is the one, and then they'd fucking rip it. They had Traces of Death. I don't know, how could you have fucking Trace? Dude, if there's a thing called Faces of Death and it's popular, how could you have a fucking thing called Traces of Death? What a fucking dick.
All for the cash, man.
So we would do it. So one time I was at a Mexican restaurant. So anyway, my mom couldn't be friends with a fucking Japanese lady who couldn't speak English, obviously. There was another kid, Michael, whose dad was Greek as fuck, dude. I don't even remember Michael's last name, but his dad was Greek as fuck. And one time I said, oh, mom, there's my friend, because we just moved from New Jersey. And I was like, oh, mom, there's my friend Michael. And we were at the fucking Pick and Save parking lot. And and I waved, and my mom waved at Michael, and the dad was in the car, and he was all Russian, and he was, oh, no, he was Russian. And he was like, hey, hello, hello. And he almost fucking hit the goddamn poles that they have for no reason in the parking structures. Why are there fucking poles for no reason sometimes in parking structures? Just for us to hit them and shit? Anyway, he almost hit the thing, and he had to stop, and my mom fucking laughed so hard, dude. And then she told me, eat or I'm going to get sick.
Oh, hello. My son is named Michael, even though it's obviously Mikhail, but we moved to Southern California. Even though it is Mikhail, he is Michael now.
And so he almost fucking crashed into the yellow pole at fucking Pick and Save. shit, he's probably dead now, you know? It's fucking 25 years later. He's fucking dead. You ever think about that shit? Motherfuckers die. You ever watch movies in the 80s and somebody's 60 in a movie in the 80s and you're like, ah, that motherfucker's dead now. At least he didn't get stabbed in the fucking neck. And just drop down fucking dead as shit. Dead as a fucking doorknob. You hear that shit cracking my neck because it's real? So anyway, one time I was at, by the way, man, that's one of those names, Morgan. It's like, dude, you male or female? Morgan, you can have a fucking name, you male or female? You fucking male or female, dude? Pick the name, fucking Kent, okay? If your name is going to be Morgan, if you're thinking about naming your kid Morgan and it's a guy, name him Kent, all right? If you're thinking about naming a kid Morgan and it's a girl, name her fucking Mary. Do you understand? Kent or Mary, not Morgan. Anyway, so one time I took one of these fantasies for real, man. I wanted to do it. I put a bunch of salt in my fucking hands in my hand, and I said to Morgan, oh, man, there's so many fucking stories about Morgan, dude. So I said, hey, man, you want to feel my ninja dust? And he said, oh, what the fuck is that? I said, he would always, every time he said, what the, he would always run it together. What the fuck is that? And I'd say, you want to feel my ninja dust? And he's like, oh, I don't know what the fuck that is. What the fuck is that? And I said, well, do you want, it's yes or no, dude. If you don't want to feel my ninja dust, then just say no, and we'll drop it, and we won't talk about the ninja dust ever again. But he was too curious. See, that's the thing, man. Curiosity will fucking get you. I said, you either want to know what it is or you don't. And he said, well, no, you know. Sure, yeah. His curiosity got the best of him, and I took the salt, and I threw it right at his face, and it went in his eyes. And that was a shitty thing to do. And he goes like this, oh, what the fuck is it? 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 He fucking was waving his eyes. And I was laughing, dude. I was laughing like a motherfucker. And I said, it's salt, man. Don't worry about it. Like, what did he think it was, dude? Fucking cumin? What do you think it was? Ninja dust? Oh, the fuck is it? Oh, the fuck is it? Oh, the fuck is it? And then one time I played soccer and we were on the same team. Dude, we were fucking horrible. He was goalie. He was goalie and I was fucking defense because obviously I wasn't offense because I fucking sucked because soccer sucks. Oh, hey, run around and never stop. No. But it's soccer. See ya. Hey, buy shin pads. No. Never would I fucking ever do an event where I had to block my shins from getting hurt. See ya. So I knew about bicycle kicks, and I thought those things were the fucking shit, dude. Bicycle kicks, bro? Land on your back and fucking kick the ball out of trouble? That's got my name written all over it. Dude, I don't give a fuck what I did in soccer. I was going to do bicycle kicks. That was going to be my specialty. Bro, you know in video games when you fucking have to make your team or whatever, or it's a race car game, and you're like, well, this car's good at accelerating, but the traction is shitty, and it's so fast, but the fucking, the other thing is good, or the fucking wheels are great, or whatever the fuck. I always, where people pick the fucking one that's best at all of them, the average one that's best, because you can't get good at everything, unless you're like on level 100, which is bullshit, but you'd have to pick the one that's like good at like fucking accelerating or good at like traction. Fuck that. I didn't pick the one that was at the best at, you know, average the best. I picked the one that always had one that was bonkers good at something like the acceleration. And then I just fucking kill it in the acceleration and then lose in the long run and then say, this game sucks. So, fuck, I don't know what I was talking about. What? Oh, yeah. So the fucking bicycle, I was like, dude, I'm going to be horrible at defense, offense, stamina, and everything, but bicycle kicks were going to be my shit. So I was like, whenever I see a ball coming high, I'm going upside the fuck down and bicycle kicking it out of trouble, okay? Now, I play defense, all right? So sure enough, game's in. This is into the season. I remember we were the green team. AYSO soccer. Morgan was the only other guy that I knew on the team, and he was the goalie. So it was me and fucking Morgan Doizaki chilling in the defense all the time getting scored on, okay? Now, we weren't a very good team, and the reason why is because me and Morgan Doizaki were on it. If you got two of us on your team, it's probably going to be bad, okay? Unless you got fucking Pele on it too. But here comes the ball high. And it's coming, and I don't want to get scored on, even though I secretly don't give a fuck, but not secretly. Also, the coach knew, but because that's why I fucking was defense. He had to put me in. So the ball came high, and here it comes, my chance to fucking bicycle kick it. So here, Daddy goes fucking upside down, and I'm gonna go kick it, and I connect, and Morgan's there too, and he's like, well, I'll just grab it. He's like, no, Chris, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? And I kicked it, and sure enough, by mistake, I fucking kicked it right into our goal. No, Chris, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? No, what the fuck are you doing? And we fucking, and I scored on our team, and the other team got the point. And I don't give a fuck, and I didn't give a fuck then either. I went, oh, fuck. What the fuck are you doing? No, Chris, no. Dan, dude, we're looking at Morgan Dozak right now. He looks like a stud, dude. He turned into a stud. Oh, is that his sis or his mom? Oh, that's his mom. Wow. Oh, man, of course they got pictures with fucking Hawaiian shirts and Lays on. I feel like that's an Asian family thing to do. That's his brother. Oh, wow. Taking me back. I don't know if we should show these pics on the podcast, but it's fucking crazy how to see those guys again. Sweating like a motherfucker, guys. Sweating like a motherfucker. For some reason, they didn't put air vents on my podcast room. All right, guys. Lyft knows that their drivers are what keep them moving, so they do everything they can to make sure their drivers are happy on every trip. It's a simple formula. Happy drivers means happy passengers. Maybe that's why 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. You want to earn money? More money? Drive more. It's never been easier to give yourself a raise. Lyft was the first rideshare platform with tipping built right into the app. You keep 100% of the tips, and they add up fast, babies. Drivers have been paid over $200 million since the feature was first introduced. Imagine that all in your pocket, $200 million. You can do whatever you want. Express Pay lets you get paid almost instantly instead of waiting for weeks. So join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Go to lyft.com/congrats today and get a $500 new driver bonus. That's lyft.com/congrats. lyft.com/congrats. Limited time only. Terms apply. Hey, do it. And be cool when they pick you up because they got cool colors that help you pick out which one you know is yours. You say, oh, it's pink. Oh, that's got a pink thing on it. I'll just hop in that one. Blue Apron. I've been eating Blue Apron, man. Blue Apron is great food. It really is. It's the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. And maybe that's why it's so good, because it's fresh ingredients. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. It's easy. They give you the ingredients, and they just show up, and you do exactly what it says, and then you put it in your mouth. You like crispy wild Alaskan pollock and garlic mashed potatoes with roasted broccoli and tartar sauce? I didn't even know, but guess what? I do. I ate the crispy wild Alaskan pollock, and it was good in my mouth. Cheesy broccoli baked pasta with crispy thyme breadcrumbs? Yeah. Seared steaks and garlic butter with oven fries and romaine salad? Yeah. Roasted chicken and fall vegetables with cranberry and ginger compote? Yeah. Check out this week's menu and get $30 off your first order with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/congrats. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/congrats. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Tacos. I'm sweating my fucking balls off, guys. I'm sweating my fucking balls off. I've been killing it at the gym, man. Just fucking working hard. Hey, dude. I've been in a lot of gyms and shit in my life. Well, not a lot. 5, 6. But I noticed something, man. People don't fucking work out hard. I go to the gym, I fucking work hard. I'm pretty much, it's very rare where there's 2 minutes that I'm not doing something. Motherfuckers are walking around texting, sitting on machines, farting and dilly-dallying around. The fuck out of here, dude. I don't understand that, and I don't understand people that are just so jacked staring at themselves in the mirror all the time. Just fucking work out and go home. You got mirrors at home. I actually think that guys who work out so much and are so fucking fit and look like bodybuilders, I think all of those guys have fucked a guy. Because they are, you can't be looking at your body and love the male physique that much, even if it's yours, without thinking, without being sexually attracted to it also. I think all those guys have fucked each other. Bodybuilding is so weird. Now, at a professional level, it's a little less weird. Because at least you're fucking, that's your job. These guys get paid nothing, though. If you get paid $1 million as a bodybuilder, that's insane. But if you're just a guy who like recreationally pumps iron and you're so big, you're so weird, dude. You're so weird. How about how fucking stupid some of these routines are? Like some guys will be doing robotic movements while he's fucking, look at this, planetvids.com, you know? Russian bodybuilder looks like robot. No, he doesn't. What is he doing, dude? What is he doing? He made this up at home, you know? I've seen this before, actually.
I can't believe how much I'm sweating, dude. Whatever.
At least I'm fucking shedding some salty weight. Some salt water. What I said? my producer says, gross, dude. Want on fire? So anyway, get my app, dude. You know? Get my fucking app. I don't give a fuck. Get my fucking app, dude. I'm fucking sweating like a motherfucker. Get my app. You know, I'm lazy with this shit right now. Get it. I'm still, you know what I was thinking about the other day? Yeah, give me that towel. What is that? Is that, what is it? What's on it? You know? I mean, what is this? Yeah, here. What is it? Is this yours? Oh. Got it right here. The Terry cloth. Yeah. You can get it at my fucking website for the gym. Terry cloth. I got my Terry cloth. Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. That feels good, dude. Fuck it. You know? Whatever. Yeah. Here in Phoenix. That feels much better, dude. Yeah, it's fucking, 80 degrees in here? Or if you're doing it in Celsius, 30? Why is that, man? Why is America the only one that is like, we'll do Fahrenheit, we'll make our own shit? That's so annoying, dude. Then we travel to fucking somewhere else and they're like, oh, it's 30 degrees. And you're like, what? No, it's not. I'm fucking hot. Yeah, that's hot. It's hot, mate. Really? Yeah, it's 30 degrees. Sometimes it gets up to 40 degrees. Sometimes it gets up to 40 degrees in Adelaide. Really? Yeah, sometimes it gets up to 40 degrees in Adelaide. That's freezing. That's not. It's like 112 degrees for ye. 112 degrees for ye. Yeah. But anyway, I don't know why they would do that. America's got such a fuck you attitude, you know? Where they're just like, nah, we'll do it our own way. Like the metric system, like just do that. Like I'm in Australia and people are like, I like 90 kilos. I don't know what the fuck that means. The fuck does that mean? I have no clue. Teach it in school. They teach it in school and then they don't teach you the other shit. Oh, I'm going to fucking do these other ads here. Stamps.com. These days, you can get practically everything on demand, like our podcast. Listen whenever you want, when it's convenient for you. So why are you still going to the post office, dude? Hey, are you in 1991? Why are you dealing with their limited hours? Get stamps at 3 a.m. When you can get postage on demand with Stamps.com, what are you doing going to the post office? Stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do right now at your desk with Stamps.com. My producer uses it to mail out our elder certificates and pins. Thanks, Stamps.com. Unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. Right now, use my name, congrats, for this special offer. 4-week trial. Hey, it's what he wrote. Right now, use my name, congrats. What my producer wrote. One fire. 4-week trial includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in congrats. That's stamps.com. Click the microphone, enter congrats. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. So all you got to do is add my name. Congrats. Congrats, D'Elia. Square Cash. Now, these guys have been fucking with us since the beginning. It seems the babies are switching to the Cash app, and it's the number one finance app in the App Store. I use it. It's cool. It's awesome. It's green and shit. I like it. Maybe it's because it's the best way to pay people back. Friends, family, coworkers, and dare I say, even kudas. If you're going to the Coachella shit and you bought tickets for everybody or somebody bought tickets for you, you can pay a kuda back for your ticket. It's never been easy. You download the Square. It's never been this easy. Download the Square Cash app, link your debit or credit card, select an amount to send, and type in a friend's phone number or email address to complete the payment. They get a notification they just received the money. That's it. No gimmicks. I did it with my buddy who I get shoes from. Square Cash is better than the other guys. It doesn't list your fucking stuff in a feed. Hey, I don't want people to know when I'm buying hair products. Cash Card is cool. It's a black debit card that you can design yourself via the app. Here is mine and just robbed me blind because now on the video app you can see it. Cash Card allows you to use the cash that you keep directly via the cash app. Laser at your card, you artistic. Laser at your card if you artistic. Personalize it and it'll be delivered directly to you for free. Download the free Cash app for iOS or Android now. Babies, what the fuck? Who goes on fucking Yelp? That's what I want to know. I go on Yelp, but I want to know who signs in on Yelp. Who fucking leaves a review on Yelp? You know what? You know who leaves a review on Yelp? A fucking asshole. That's who. You cannot leave a review on Yelp without being a fucking asshole. To sign in, leave a comment or a review to a picture frame shop and rate them 3 stars and write how good the experience was, except for here were the shortcomings and this is why it's 3 stars, not 4 or 5 or whatever. You're a fucking asshole. Do you understand? And we can all agree on that. And you have to understand that if that's what you're doing, you're a fucking asshole. And then that's okay. But dude, there are people out there that spend time Yelp reviewing donut shops. You an asshole. You an asshole. It's free conch. Now look, it's free conch. You can sign into Yelp. It's free conch. You can write a review. It's free conch. You can post a review. However, you an asshole. Let me repeat that. It's free conch. You can sign in on Yelp. It's free conch. You can write a review on Yelp. It's free conch. You can post the review on Yelp. However, if you do, you an asshole. Now, my producer coughed in the middle of me doing that on fire because you can hear it in the background, but it's okay. You an ass. Hey, I didn't like these donuts. Get the sprinkled ones, though. Honestly, it's the only reason for going there. 2 stars. You complete asshole. Why is your nose facing me? Turn round. Take this dick. Turn round. Feel this discomfort. I don't want to fuck you, but you don't want me to. And that's what you deserve. Probably not the best fucking joke to make now in today's climate. But you know what, dude? Been saying it since the fucking beginning of the podcast. Not changing because of society. How's that? Sfreakonch. Do what one. Yeah. Boy, it's fucking sweating my balls off here in the fucking congratulations studio. Sweating my balls off. I think it makes the podcast better because I get all fucking loosey-goosey. Because I sweat my balls off. It was fucking cold. I don't know if I'd be so loosey-goosey. Okay. Let's fucking name these elders, dude. Okay? It's about time we name these fucking elders. These guys have been fucking killing it. We're naming these new elders. These guys, nobody has been fucking done what these guys have done. These guys spend man hours. It's sexist to call them man hours when female can work man hours as well. But these guys put man hours into this fucking Twitter account. They made the True Babies Twitter account. These are the new elders, four of them. Sam Link, at Sam Link. Joey Scott, at Joey Scott. Chris, at Chris Crownover _. Craig, at Craig Johns Jr. At the True Babies. That's who these guys are. They made the True Babies Twitter account, which is already fucking great that they do it. They make amazing original content based on the show all the time. I retweet it. It's fucking hilarious, dude. I watch this shit and I howl. They did a Black Panther trailer, and then they did the whole Wendy's one about how we're coming for them, and it's a little scary, but it's definitely a joke, but it's fucking hilarious. They make us laugh all the fucking time, really. Me and my producer, One Fire and One Fire Two. But they couldn't be more deserving of an eldership. So they're elders now. We just had to wait till we caught up. We wanted to give it to them for a while. We'll DM you guys, True Babies, with the details to get your pin and certificate. We're going to send four of them. And so that's cool. And you know what? We also want to give a shout out to Mr. Green at Green Hip Hop, who made our theme music. He's an honorary elder. So I didn't want to forget that. I keep meaning to say that. But congratulations, the True Babies Twitter account. And we are all True Babies. If you're doing, they made the account, but we're all True Babies if you listen to the podcast. And if you guys are fucking listening to the podcast and spreading the word. But they even made the last one they made about the fucking Wendy's thing. They even got like, I feel like they outsourced videos. They asked another elder to get a video. She's in it. Oh God. Chairs are really good for you could tell these chairs are really good for your back, huh? These fucking orange slumpy ass chairs. I'm going to look up these fucking most fucked up Instagram posts of the week. I know I put some here. Okay, now I have full bars here, but it's not happening. Uh-oh.
The most fucked up Instagram post of the week.
Gunk.
This is it. This is great. It's a workout guy. He's flexing real hard. Bad lighting. Gym. He's got a hat on. I don't like when people work out with baseball hats on, too. That pisses me off. It's like, what the fuck? Take it off. You need to look like a bro while you're working. You need to look cool. This is what it says. I believe that fitness in itself can be viewed the same as that of religion. First of all, it's so annoying that he says that of religion. Just talk the way you talk. Why did people got to be so dramatic? They think they got something to say. I believe that fitness in itself, like you could just say, I think fitness is like religion, right? Why does this fucking guy say, I believe that fitness in itself can be viewed the same as that of religion? He's never said a sentence like this before in his life, but he's writing it like that because he thinks he's got a platform. And you know what? He does, which is annoying. Now, granted, he's probably only got how many followers? He's got not even 700 followers. But it's like, dude, if you were talking in a room of 700 people, that's a lot of people. Like religion, now here comes the awful analogies. Like religion, it can be depicted in both a positive and negative light. I mean, I guess, you know, who really thinks of working out as negative? Nobody. So therefore, strong analogy already. Those that don't understand it often mock or disregard it entirely. Who fucking disregards working out? Like, I understand if you don't want to do it, but who's like, nah, nobody's nah. Some feel they need it, but are not ready to fully commit the time. Okay. Both communities, in a way, have saved people from depression, suicide, drug, alcohol addictions, etc. Sure. Yet that often goes unnoticed. Okay. I guess you're not really going unnoticed now. The reality is you can believe in whatever you want. At the end of the day, now here's where he makes it about him. I 100% guarantee I will still wake up before 5 a.m. tomorrow, plug my headphones in, and practice my religion. He means work out, obviously. Whenever I read something like that in my head and sometimes out loud, I go like this. What's he doing? I'll go, come on. Who do these fucking people think they are? Gandhi? Hey, man. Did you walk around in the desert for years? No, you just have a car and drive to the gym? See ya. That's the most fucked up Instagram post of the week. I don't know when the fucking... Yeah. Wow. My dogs keep throwing up. What's the deal with that? My dog took a fucking liquidy shit on my carpet the other day. A liquidy shit, dude. Like, I had to clean it up. It was so hard to clean up because it was like picking up that gack. Remember that fucking Nickelodeon gack? Remember that? It was more watery than that, though. And there was something in it. I don't even know what the fuck was in it. Like, it's not even edible shit, you know? Yeah, and people are like, yeah, but get organic dog food. Yeah, get organic dog food. Whatever was in my dog's shit was not an organic dog food. They'll eat a fucking, literally would eat a condom. Like, a dog would eat a condom. Straight up. 100%. All right, cool. Let's do this. Twitter questions. From Yakuta Baby at Turnaround Gagunk. What about when motherfuckers... This sentence. What about when motherfuckers who put the long European license plates on their car? Fuck off. Congratulations, give me the system. Yeah, you mean Europeans? Fuck's this guy talking about? Do Americans, can you do that? Yeah, but those are... didn't they get their car imported and they just didn't get their license plate yet? That's got to be that, dude. If you fucking get the European license plate on in America, that's got to be illegal. How does a long ass license plate, you know? How long has it got to be? How long has it got to be? Long as my cock, dude? How long do those license plates have to be? As long as my cock? Oh, that's a good one. And go back. Producer, Juan Fire. Tracy Chiappi, weird last name, at TR Chiappi. Thoughts on sidewalk preachers telling everyone they're all going to hell? Yeah, dude. There's one guy on Hollywood and Highland that does this. And, dude, this guy, it's like, you're not changing anybody. I would venture to say, dude, that guy's foot traffic has got to be thousands of people a day. He's literally not one person was like, okay, I'll believe in Jesus. You either believe in Jesus or you don't. And this guy, repent. They're all talking about, repent, the day is coming. Really, when? When's it coming? When? Salvation. Just buzzwords.
Repent and salvation. John 16:4. They just say numbers and shit. Has nothing to do with the fucking thing. I could go out there, talk bullshit. I know nothing about religion. John said in 14:6 that the day was coming and to reckon upon thee with great vengeance. I could just say that, not even sentences, and people would just walk by. They wouldn't even notice. They'd just be like, oh, yeah. And I wouldn't change anybody's mind. Get a better outlet. If you're on the street corner doing anything, get a better outlet. Get a blog, dude. Target fucking your audience. Get a Twitter. You know what you shouldn't do? Stand on a crate. Ever. Hey, don't stand on a crate, hold a wooden stick with a fucking yellow poster board on the top of it. Written in Sharpie. At least get the sign made. Do it better. Repent in the salvation. Aristotle said in 12:9, Book of Revelations, don't be a CUDA. Jim said, I could even say names that aren't even in the thing. Tyler said in the book of Genesis, in verse 9, chapter 7, line 12, the reckoning will come upon with a fierce awakening. And people would just walk by and not know what the fuck I was saying. Here's Mace at Mace Cratch. When I was a baby, I would catch cudas. By the way, apostrophe S. I don't like that mistake, dude. When I was a baby, I would catch cudas. Now I'm a grown man, but still a baby telling cuda is to turn around. So this is a baby, a kid holding a cuda, a barracuda, an actual barracuda. You need to redo that picture right now, dude. How old you are, and hold a fucking actual human cuda. And put it back to back. Now, that's cool. How about the apostrophe S's? You ever see that website that's like, there's a website out there that's like mistake by apostrophe or something, and it's like, it shows all the fucking signs with the bullshit apostrophes. There's one in downtown LA I just saw, I drove by, I did a gig downtown, and there's one that was like something about jewelries, and it said jewelries, I don't know, something like that, but it had apostrophe S, and it was so dumb. Whatever. Here's from The Right Stuff at Kool-Aid Man 518. Right? What's with people who brush their teeth at work? I actually think that that's good. If you're doing anything with personal hygiene, good. People are messy as shit. People are gross. They're sweaty and clammy. And they have bad breath. And they have fucking like crust and shit. Wash up. Wash the fuck up. Brush your teeth at home and only bring it out when it's needed. But like, also you're annoying if you just eat lunch and then have to brush your teeth though. So like, brush your teeth every once in a while at work if you need to. But like, don't be the guy that does it every day. Then it's just like you're a fucking weirdo. You're just like some guy that's like, or some girl that like just takes it too far. I know a comedian that brings his own sheets to fucking, well, he's really successful now, but when he used to do gigs and stay at the comedy condos, he would fucking bring his own sheets, which is like, kind of makes sense now that I think about it, because that's so gross. There's so much fucking weird shit on those sheets, probably, the comedy condos, especially at the La Jolla Comedy Store one. Jesus Christ, it's probably got Sam Kinison's cum on it. Oh, oh, as he's coming. So stupid. Oh, 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 oh. Go where the food is. You know what else made me think of the fucking, what was I just talking about? The fucking, I don't know. But the fucking, when people have big ass water bottles,
Or some people have that like really big water bottle with like a handle on it. Dude, go to a place to fill up a smaller water bottle. You can get a big fucking bottle with a handle. Buy another one, you asshole. Cheapskate. Big ass fucking with a crystal geyser. So big. With a rope handle. Some have a fucking, like a plastic milk gallon thing of it. Some people have that and they work out with that. Dude, like fill it up intermittently. Bring a little Arrowhead water bottle and fill it up intermittently. You know if you're that guy. Who drink? Man, Dom Herrera has a funny bit about that fucking who drinks that much water. About how doctors say you got to drink fucking 8 to 10 gallons a day or whatever the fuck it is. I'm not going to fucking try to. I'll ruin it. But it's so funny. But like, who drinks that much fucking water at the gym? They got that fucking gallon. Who does that? So annoying. I don't know. I want somebody to do that with soda at the gym. Or like a fucking milkshake. Bring a huge milkshake at the gym. And just fucking drink it, and it's so hard to drink it, and it's so fucking thick. Do we got one more question? Not that one. Before I get out of this hot, how did I get less hot as we went on? Oh, here we go. Kabir Upal at @K_TAL TAAL. Hey, you need to stop using the fuck word. 100. I mean, what? What is this fucking guy even saying? Hey, you need to stop using the fuck word 100% of the time in your podcast. 100% of the time. So this guy's not American, obviously. Using the fuck word. I mean, no, I won't. I won't stop using it. I'll use it whenever I want. And also, here's a... Hashtag not your mom. Hashtag still a true baby. Hashtag congratulations. I'll tell you what, you're not a true baby if you're telling the fucking cult leader what to do. I mean, you're out, bro. Kabir, you're out. You're not a true baby. See ya. You're not. At @K_TAAL, you're out. I won't block you or anything, but you're just out. You're not coming to the cabin in the woods. That much is true. I watched that Mindhunter show. It's fucking good, man. It was really interesting. Did you watch it? One episode. He shakes his head. He's like, yeah, it's really good. He watches one fucking goddamn episode. See, this is why one fire. Yeah, you like the one episode, but you got to watch the whole fucking thing to know if you like the whole fucking thing or not. One fire shakes his head. Oh, yeah, I love it. How'd you see? One episode. There's 10 goddamn episodes. He's got 10% of it. The last two episodes are great. They're going to make another season, I heard. But yeah. Anyway. I'll say fuck whenever the fuck I want. Gotta talk the way you talk, dude. You can't fucking not talk the way you don't talk. I remember when somebody said, yeah, but a teacher said, yeah, but if you say fuck a lot, you're limited to your vocabulary. Huh? If I don't say fuck, I'm using one less word. If I don't say fuck, I'm using one less word. Zach Crampton, at Zach Crampton, slacks or trousers? What the fuck are slacks? What the fuck are trousers, man? You're goddamn British. I tell you what, if you're American and you just asked me that question, move to Britain. We'll catch you later. All right, dude. It's hot. We've done over an hour for you motherfuckers. Fuckity, fuck, 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 fuck. How's that tall or whatever the hell your name was? So here we go. New shirts in the store. No CUDA is up. You go get it. And did we put up the other one? The new one? There's a fucking cool one we did. It's like got a vintage look. It's a rock tee? A metal rock tee. Yeah, it's very cool. I can't wait to get this fucking thing. The metal shirt is in. Go get it. and the restock is in.
You got restocks, they're in. We got no CUDA shirts, they're in. We've got metal shirts.
They're in.
You can get metal shirts.
They're in. Subscribe, rate, and review the show, please. Do all this shit, man. Tweet me at congratspod or use the hashtag congratulationspod. Hope you're enjoying the video episodes on YouTube. Video episodes go up on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. Upcoming shows. Buy tickets on Crystalia.com, Crystalia.com, Columbus, Ohio, Irvine, California, San Jose, California, Riverside on New Year's Eve, Riverside, California, Winnipeg. I added a second show. That's going. The first one sold out immediately. Calgary. Few tickets left. Man on Fire, my special on Netflix. Watch it, rewatch it, like it, and thank you for listening. And remember, I don't know. Just, you know, remember. See you guys later. Congratulations.